May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, as we go through, you know, all the lessons today, we basically know that it's about restoration, like reconciliation, living in unity, for the whole community to live in unity. Family, friends, strangers, neighbors, all of us living together, but living together by the power of the Holy Spirit and in God's way, learning how to live together, learning how to even solve problems together the way that Jesus says, not the way that, let's say, I'm sure all of us do occasionally. But first off, I have to admit, when Larry was reading Ezekiel, it made me smile, because Ezekiel, he was told by God, okay, I'm making you a sentinel, you know, a prophet. You have to do this. I want you to go and tell the people when they do something wrong. And he tells them, if you don't tell them what I want, then you're in trouble. Not only are they in trouble, but you're in trouble too. Because all of us, sentinels, each and every one of us, are accountable and responsible for one another. And that's what God is trying to teach us, that as a community, we are really to love one another as we love ourselves. We are accountable and responsible to God for all that we do, for all that we don't do for one another as a godly family. And then he says, so now, since I've explained that to you, this is what I want you to do. And so he told Ezekiel what I wanted. And God even realizes that sometimes our sins weigh heavily on us, so heavily that we figure there's even no hope for God to forgive us. Well, that's not true. If we turn to God, God forgives us no matter how sinful we've been, as long as we're sincere in our hearts. And that is such a comfort. That's such a wonderful good news. There's nothing better to hear, even in the Old Testament, than that. That is a good message for each and every one of us. And then in Romans, I love the beginning. Owe no one anything except love. Think about that. Owe no one anything except love. The Ten Commandments, we know, yes, they were given to us that we're not supposed to do these things, but they were given to us for these things not to be done to us, you know, by others. So as a community, we have to learn how to care enough to really love one another. In other words, put ourselves in someone else's shoes, in someone else's situation. And then don't just say a little prayer and then forget about it, but just constantly remind yourself, well, what can I do? Even if it's little, uh-huh. What can I do to make it better for someone else who is in need? And so then, I guess this is my favorite part here in Matthew. Jesus says, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out that fault. And then you're supposed to talk to that person. There's a couple of things. When somebody, let's say, maybe does something against me or hurts my feelings, is it my first thought to be the person who is to be responsible to go and reconcile with that person and figure out the why it was done and explain to that person, not everybody else in the world, but explain to that person privately, well, you know, this hurt my feelings. Did I misunderstand you? You know, or you did this. I'm really angry about that. You know, do we take our time to do that, or do we go to everybody else, you know, and maybe gossip a little bit? We're not supposed to. As a family of God, we're to go to that person and say, you know, I feel this way. How do you feel? And discuss it. And then it doesn't end there. If the person won't listen, then we're to get another friend or another, you know, family member of God and go and do it again and talk to them again and have some kind of an understanding. But this also is not in, done in anger. It's done in gentleness and love and with the thought of giving everyone another opportunity to clear the air and to be unified and to do God's work together. And then it gets even further. Another opportunity is given. If that doesn't work, bring the whole church. Discuss it openly, together, in gentleness with the thought of, okay, we're going to get this done. Not, oh, I'm going to get you. But we're going to work it out, be reconciled, all of us, and work for God and love God and remember to love one another as we love ourselves. When that doesn't work, well, that's it. Because we can't let a person or a situation affect, you know, our worship of God. So then Jesus says, okay, let me find the thing. Oh, darn, I lost it. Wait a second. Okay, if they refuse, then pretend that they're like a tax collector or a Gentile. In other words, that's it for now. But if you want to come and confess your sin, if you want to be reconciled back into the family of God, then what happens? Every Ash Wednesday, we hear it. For those who have committed notorious sins, they are pardoned if they return to the Lord. And God bless you. And if God pardons and accepts and forgives, then what are we to do? We are to accept and forgive and not continue in our hurt, not continue in our anger, and just learn how to be honest and work together for the glory of God. When we work together as a family, that is God's way of us being a community for Him. That is our way of showing God's power, because we're unified and loving each other as Christ loved us. That shows the glory of Christ. That shows the glory of God. And that shows the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in each and every one of us. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, each of us has needs. Each of us has griefs and worries. And we just ask that you strengthen us to make us be able to go beyond our own needs and to help others and to have that done for us as well. We also thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives us peace, that gives us comfort in the worst of disasters. And we just ask that all that we do glorifies you and really shares your love one to another. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.